Welcome to Biblical Christian Worldview's Selective Article Podcast. So let's get started. Today's podcast is entitled, Can We Be Perfectly Sanctified in Christ? Updated. Some born-again Christians believe that mankind can be, quote, fully sanctified or have perfect unity with the Trinity on this side of the grave. It's my view that we will not achieve that goal until heaven. Salvation is an event in the life of the Christian when one accepts Jesus as their personal Savior and Lord, Romans 10, 9 and 10. Sanctification, on the other hand, is a lifelong process, sometimes better referred to as progressive sanctification, the learning of who God is and what He expects of us as we prepare to spend eternity with Him. Mankind does not have the capacity to be perfectly sanctified as long as any sin nature remains in the believer's life. So some definitions. The word sanctify from Webster is to set apart to a sacred purpose or to religious use, free from sin. The word perfect, of course, means being entirely without fault or defect. And the word unity is the quality or state of being made one. So the case for full sanctified or perfect unity. If sanctification is a process, the question becomes, is there an endpoint? Can one reach a place where we are fully sanctified and in perfect unity with God? Again, there are some who believe a Christian can be so close to the Lord, in such intimate alignment with Jesus, that they are in perfect unity with Him, and therefore their sanctification becomes complete while on earth. There's three primary Bible verses used to promote this theology. Actually, there's four, but I'll get to the fourth in a minute. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself up for me. Hebrews 10:10, and by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And finally, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The three verses above are used to suggest that when God, actually the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, comes to live with us or in us, we have the capacity to be in perfect unity with Christ. Their argument continues that without that full sanctification, the believer is left impotent, unfulfilled, and unable to experience the full extent of God's love. Challenging the verses above, as proof texts for this theology, I would offer the following. First, as a reference to Galatians 2:20, it's just an acknowledgement that the Trinity through the Holy Spirit comes to live in every born-again Christian as our counselor. John 14:26. It does not speak to an endpoint of perfect unity. To the second verse, Hebrews 10:10, represents the promise or covenant made by God to man that we will be fully and perfectly aligned with His will at some point. However, that point will come once we cross over from physical death to eternal life as believers. Just a few verses later in Hebrews 10:14, the Bible uses the phrase being sanctified as a way of confirming that it's a continuing process throughout our lives on earth. And finally, 1 Thessalonians 5:23 refers to the sacrifice of Christ for our sins to be quote-unquote kept blameless until the Lord returns to resurrect all believers at the end of the age. The context of this text is not while we are alive today, but more in line with Philippians 1:6, in order to, quote, bring it to completion on the day of Jesus Christ, unquote. If one rejects the view that this verse is referring to our eternal life following death, there remains the interpretation that Scripture is referring to the work of Christ releasing us from the penalty of our sin, past, present, and future. In that sense, it's not man who becomes perfectly sanctified. Rather, it's the Holy Spirit within the believer that is without sin. Logically, no one can be perfect as Christ is perfect, i.e. without sin, without being God Himself. Our human nature constantly betrays us. Romans 7:24. Finally, another aspect, Bible translations can impact our understanding. Often, but not always, this theology of perfect sanctification is tied to Pentecostal theology on the second blessing of the Holy Spirit, which is an event separate from salvation. Under that view, the Holy Spirit gives the believer the capacity to become perfect in this life. In the extreme, there are those who reject the salvation of believers who have not experienced this second infusion of the Holy Spirit. The issue of perfect sanctification surfaced recently when researching the Asbury Revival, which comes from a Wesleyan holiness tradition that is a subset of the Pentecostal movement. Their teachings suggest that man can become perfect through sanctification. Beyond the verses cited above, in support of that position, is the KJV and New King James Version translation of Ephesians 4:13, which is interesting. It reads, "Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a," quote-unquote, "perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ." I should point out that in all other modern translations, they use the term mature rather than perfect in that verse. I would argue sanctification is a process that will never reach unity or perfection in this life. In my view, one can never be in quote-unquote perfect unity and still have a sin nature. To reject the belief that mankind no longer has a continuing sin nature after salvation is an entirely different subject, briefly but effectively challenged by simply observing the daily behavior of man and, scripturally, by studying Paul's lament in Romans 7, 7-25. One cannot have a sin nature. Bible verses that challenge the born-again Christian to resist sin include Romans 3:10, Galatians 5:16, Ephesians 4:30, and 1 Thessalonians 5:19. One cannot have a sin nature and have perfect unity with anyone, much less God, in my view. This is true whether one believes in a single indwelling of the Holy Spirit or an additional second blessing by the Holy Spirit. Salvation and sanctification are amazing gifts of God through Christ and the Holy Spirit. The danger in assuming one can reach an endpoint in sanctification in this life include 3 points. The first, the sin of pride can take over one's life, looking down on those who are not, quote unquote, fully sanctified. 2, the belief that one no longer commits sin regardless of their thoughts or actions. And 3, a danger that our relationship with God is so close that theology rooted in the Bible can be ignored over one's feelings about who God is and what He expects of us. God bless you as you serve Him today. Today's podcast article was brought to you by bcworldview.org, providing honest reporting and analysis on the intersection of contemporary issues and theology based on a biblical Christian worldview. May God bless you as you continue to walk through this life with our Savior and Lord.